This is September 20th. This is the first class of Reality is Your Creation with Lil Van Voorhis. Your creation. We're recording the class, but I'm hoping that won't make anybody nervous. It's just for reference for the foundation, so thanks a lot, Ro. Well, let's see. The name of the class is Reality is Your Creation, and basically what I'm going to be doing is there are about a dozen concepts, metaphysical concepts, that we share at the foundation. And I might say a little bit about Mustard Seed since not everybody really knows about it. We are a spiritual educational foundation with a metaphysical basis. And we've been in existence since 1981. And basically what we try to do is to share energy and concepts and techniques with people to help you expand your own creativity and joy. And we don't teach any dogma as such. So what I'll be sharing with you in class, I'll ask you to take back into your lives and work with, and probably some of you are already working with these concepts, and see if they work for you, to ground them into your own lives. And what doesn't work for you, put aside for a while, and what does, work with that, and see how that expands your perception of yourself and the world that you interact in. And the foundation is located in San Luis Obispo, and we're open 5 days a week, 10 to 4, and that sort of thing. And we have a lot of classes for people, and we also have people who do readings and healing work, that sort of thing. And we have fundraisers every now and then, too. So, an energy clinic, that's right. That's resuming tomorrow, Saturday, from 9 to 12. And that's a real special experience if you need any balancing for anything emotional or physical or mental, whatever. It's a real good thing to tap into. A lot of loving people staff clinic. So, basically, each week, I'll be sharing with you two of the concepts. And let's see, one thing I wanted to say was, I think we'd all really appreciate it if we could start on time, since some of us are traveling from San Luis to Atascadero. So try to be here at 7:30, and I'll start then. If you don't arrive right at 7:30, just come on in and make yourselves comfortable. And I'll try to end right at 9, so people can get home. And let's see, what else did I have down here? Oh, yes. If you're interested in taking this class as the prerequisite for the Transformational Techniques class, which is a 12-week course, you need to attend all the classes, and I might let you miss one, but it's best if you attend all of them. That will fulfill the requirement for Transformational Techniques. The other way to meet the requirement for that class is to attend 9 of the 12 open classes, which meets on Tuesday nights in San Luis at the Foundation office. It's basically, what I'm doing is kind of a condensed, more intense version, you might say, of the Tuesday night talks, which are the prerequisite also for techniques if you don't take this class. So that's the reason for asking you to come to all of the classes. The other thing I want to say about this class is that while I may be talking to you a lot, I'm also going to be stimulating your auric fields with a very loving, supportive energy. And what I'm hoping is that you will go for the energy which is behind my words rather than the words themselves so much. Because the energy is what's going to lift you and reveal you to yourselves, you might say, and really help you to expand your life. Also, feel free to ask questions at any time. If something comes up or you're not clear or whatever, just feel free to ask. Okay. So tonight, the first concept that I'm going to share with you is grounding. And grounding is creating a coherent energy field. And that's a very basic concept at the foundation. And basically what grounding is, or what it means, first of all, it means being really focused within your body, being inside this physical body and being present in the moment, not being real scattered or unfocused or just kind of floating like a lot of us do, and being distracted, that sort of thing. But it means being focused in your physical body and being very present in the moment. And what that does for you is it allows you to have your own energy to call on when you need it. And it also allows you to maintain a centered, balanced state of awareness so that if other people are interacting with you a lot during the day or something, you're going to maintain your own energy. You won't be giving it away to everybody else. You'll be able to feel centered and balanced and focused regardless of what happens. Or most of the time, we all kind of go in and out of that grounded state. But by using the technique which we'll share with you tonight, groundedness will become more of a constant in your daily life. And you'll begin to feel like, well, I'm more in control, you might say. Not that you have to have control all the time. But you'll begin to feel that you'll have more of a focused perspective about life around you, so that when things do come up, you'll be able to flow through them easily, more easily than maybe in the past that you've been able to do. And the other thing grounding does for you is it really helps you center your energy. After we ground, which we'll do tonight as a group, the next thing that you learn to do is to center your energy in the heart chakra. And I'll be talking about the chakra system a little bit later, just in a brief way, because it can be a whole class in itself, 6 weeks in length. So, and we'll have some fun with the color gels. I'll let you experience the color of each chakra and what that feels like. So grounding is a conscious effort to center in your heart so that you will have more of a loving approach to all life in general, the people that you come in contact with and yourself. You'll be able to be more loving and accepting of yourself. And really that's kind of the bottom line thing that we teach at the foundation is how to fall in love with yourself, how to love and accept yourself unconditionally with all your warts and wrinkles and your flaws, whatever you want to call those things. And the more that you can do that for yourself, the more you're going to expand your energy and your love, and you'll have more to give to others. You'll have more compassion, more understanding, more perception about what's going on when somebody does something that seems kind of hard to understand. You'll be able to see through their action or their emotion, whatever might be happening for them, to really what's happening in their heart and their mind at the moment. It really is an expansion of your consciousness. Okay, well, let's do the grounding technique then. I'm going to turn out this light. It's not so bright. First of all, I'll tell you what it is, and then we'll all get comfortable and close your eyes, and we'll do it together as a group, and I'll verbally take us through it. What the technique is you begin to visualize a column or a sphere, if that's more comfortable for you, or you sense this. If you're not a person who's real visual, that's okay. You don't have to get a real clear bent picture. Just by your intent, the energy will begin to flow for you. So you just begin to imagine a sphere or a column of white light flowing into your crown chakra, which is right in the center of the top of your head. And imagine that light flowing into you from your higher levels, and let it begin to flow down your spine very slowly and gently. And when it reaches your hips, it's going to branch and flow down each leg. And then on the bottoms of your feet, you have little chakras also. So you imagine your feet being open, and let that light flow out of the bottoms of your feet into the center of the earth. And then you just let that energy flow through you. And you'll begin to kind of feel full or comfortable with that. And after you do that for a little bit, then you can imagine the energy flowing in and really centering in your heart. And just imagine that heart chakra area becoming very full. Sometimes it feels kind of warm or expanded. Some people can actually feel that opening or expanding. And that's what grounding is. And after you learn the technique and you've practiced it enough so you feel comfortable, you can do it just like that. When you're in the store and you're feeling really frazzled or hassled, just bring in that energy and let that flow through you, and that will immediately expand your whole auric field and balance you and focus you so that you don't have to be so distracted or disturbed by what might be happening around you. So everybody can get comfortable. You can sit however you like, but it's best if you can get your spine kind of in a straight position.
Straight.
For you, Sharon, you just get comfortable. Okay. So take a few deep breaths to begin with, and just begin to relax into your bodies. And this is a time when you can let all the tensions and the anxieties, the hurriedness of this day, begin to drop away from you. Now begin to imagine the bottoms of your feet opening and the center of the top of your head opening. Now begin to visualize or sense a column of white light flowing from your higher self or your soul level down into the crown chakra allow this white light to flow gently and smoothly down your spine. Just allow it to flow at its own pace. And when it reaches your hips, the light will branch and flow down each of your legs. And then allow the light to flow out of the bottoms of your feet and into the center of Mother Earth. Just allow this loving, gentle energy to continue to flow through you for a few moments. Begin to let this energy flow into the heart area. Let your energy center in your heart. And then when you are ready, you may open your eyes. How did that feel? Can you feel how the energy in the room shifted while we were doing that? This is a real good technique to use in the morning when you get up, or before you go to work, or when you get to work. There are all different places that you can use it. It's very valuable. Does anybody have any questions at this point? Okay. Well, now that we've done that, I'm going to have you experience what it feels like to be grounded and ungrounded, what the difference really is. So I want you to pair up, and it'd be good if you work with somebody that you don't really know, but it's okay to work with somebody if you'd prefer, you know, that you know. And what I want you to do is, I want one partner to be the ground, or to be grounded and to be doing the grounding technique. I want the other person, you're going to sit kind of facing each other if possible, like the other partner, to recall from your memory a particular emotion like anger or fear, frustration or joy. Probably not joy though. Pick something that'll be kind of cataclysmic, you know. And your auric field will respond. And I want you to see if you can sense, I want the person who is grounding to see if they can sense what that feels like when you're in contact with somebody who is in an ungrounded state, what that energy can feel like. And then you can share a little bit about that, and then switch roles. Have the person ground who was the scattered person before, and see what that feels like. So pick somebody to work with. Let's see if we're even. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14. We are. All right, good. Thank you. That worked out great. So pick a partner, and let's see if we can do that. Okay. Let's see, I'm going to put this on pause. Put this guy back on. Is there anything that you'd like to share from the experience that you just had? Anybody?
What if you couldn't focus on an emotion?
Well, just by intending anger or rage or jealousy or frustration or fear. Fear is a hard one. Roberly and Claudia were trying that one. It is hard. because it tends to really be within you a lot, so hard to project that out. But did you experience anything at all, Barbara? Or?
Yeah, I just didn't know how to project anything. I didn't feel anything.
Just by memory, just bringing up a memory of a time when you were really angry or really fearful, that'll usually do it. Yes, Jen.
I sort of felt that what you're talking about, and I was saying to her, this sort of, because it was so calm after what we'd just done, of, oh my gosh.
Yes.
hurry. You know, and being afraid that I wasn't going to be able to.
Right.
Yeah, get anything that strong way.
I might say, too, if you have never used this technique before, don't be concerned that it feels hard or maybe you're not doing it just right or whatever. It is a new skill that you're learning, and it'll take a while to kind of integrate that into your consciousness. Your mind, in particular, is used to working in a particular way, and to teach it to be still and that it's okay to be still may take some time. So just work with it, and I encourage you not to give up on yourself. It'll get better, and pretty soon you'll just be able to think, I am grounded. Just by affirming that or claiming that for yourself, that will happen. You won't have to go through the technique step by step. Monty must be getting...
There's us all in here. All by myself out there.
He's doing it this morning, too.
I was like,
I'm
happy.
Just so happy.
Did anybody else have something that they want to share with the rest of the class? Anything that happened or didn't happen?
I guess I feel like I didn't get a lot out of it. I was just starting to feel the grounding when we sort of, when she was finished.
Okay.
And but I guess I it was sort of like a guess what I was feeling, but sort of, right?
Just by your intent, yeah. Well, and because it's new, too, so just be patient, loving with yourself. We're going to start class every week from now on by grounding, because that does create such a bond of coherent energy field. It all brings us into focus in this moment. So we'll open class like that, and we'll probably close like that, too, or with an energy circle, something like that. And so that'll give you a chance to practice in the group, too. And I'd encourage you this week to use the technique during the week and see how that works for you, see what that feels like and how it assists you, you know, just in daily life, see what it feels like.
Also, too, a little mention
of
grounding in your day to day, and like when it's real chaotic, but one of the nicest uses for grounding is in meditation. Because a lot of times in meditation, you reach a point where it's almost like numb or like dark. It just seems like you've almost... like you reach a point where it's gone beyond your perception, so where you're used to, you're coming into new energies and stuff. A lot of times grounding, because like I've hit energies like that and it's been like 3 weeks before I move beyond it or into it to where I can perceive where I am really. And the grounding helps almost like acclimate, like allow it to sort of seep into you and allow you to be more there, take more of what's happening. And even in this class, since there's things happening at different levels, it allows you to take more of what's happening at the finer levels. And even if you don't understand it right now, it actually helps it to start bringing it into you. So it's real good that way.
Yeah, thanks, Ro. It's real true. The next thing I want to share with you tonight is another technique, and it's called the white light shield. And maybe some of you have heard of something similar, you've heard of, or perhaps you've already heard of this technique. This is another one that seems deceptively simple, like the grounding technique, but it's very powerful, and it's another way of really focusing or sometimes even protecting yourself. And I wanted to mention, too, to me, grounding is so important, and that's, I'd say, one of the most important techniques that we teach at the Foundation, and it's one reason I'm associated with Mustard Seed. There are lots of wonderful groups and organizations, but not very many of them talk about being grounded and being present and what that all is about, and the Mustard Seed Foundation does. And that's one reason I'm affiliated with the Foundation. That's how important I think it is. So the white light shield, I might mention briefly, do all of you know about the aura, or have you heard that you have an aura? Has everybody kind of heard that?
I've heard it. I'm not real sure about it.
Okay, well, I'll just mention briefly. The auric field is like your electrical field that surrounds you, and we are so much more than our physical bodies. And each of us has an aura that extends in all directions for 25 feet. So sitting in this room, we are all interpenetrating each other's auric field. And that's why you can have a sense of bonding after a while, just being in a group that's kind of in the same focus. You'll feel kind of close or comfortable with people. That's one reason. So with the technique called the white light shield, what you do, this is another one where you use your faculty of imagination or visioning or whatever you want to call it. You begin to visualize a bubble of white or blue-white light surrounding you for 25 feet in all directions. And it's another powerful way of grounding yourself, or if you're having an extremely crazy day where all kinds of things are happening or people are making a lot of demands on you, it's a way of protecting yourself. When you have this shield around you, you can feel secure, you can feel safe, protected, uplifted, grounded, and the things that will be coming into you from the outside won't be so upsetting or distracting. It really is a shield. And it's another one that will take some time to really get into your conscious mind, because your mind's going to go, sure, a shield 25 feet. It's not going to believe that. Your mental will get in there and try to talk you out of it. So it's something that you just kind of have to take on trust. And the more you can begin to imagine yourself, we're going to talk about being light instead of physical bodies in just a little bit. The more you can begin to realize that you're much more than these bodies, and we only use such a small amount of our creative capacity, that will help you hush up the mental a little bit. You can just tell your mind it's okay when it starts to talk to you like that. And then just begin to imagine that shield around you. And I'd like to have us create that as a class. So again, just get in a comfortable position and kind of sit with your spine straight as it's comfortable for you. And close your eyes. Do you need some more pillows? Yeah. You need a pillow under your feet, huh? So just begin to relax. Take a moment to ground your energy. And then begin to create for yourself a bubble of brilliant white or blue-white light. This light is going to surround you in all directions for 25 feet. You are going to create for yourself the most protected, secure, loving, and supportive space that is possible for you to create. Take a few moments and sense into that white light. How did that feel?
Right.
Okay.
Right. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's me being pregnant or what, but I get like where my heart starts racing more. I guess maybe because I get more intent with myself.
Possibly. Just tell yourself just to relax into it and not to try so hard. I can remember when I got started in metaphysics years ago. That was one of the things I did. I get a lot of pain in my crown chakra. I'd be trying so hard.
Pressure up there.
Yeah, just relax into it and. You don't really even have to try. Just by your intent or by your statement that it's happening, the energy will begin to flow for you. So you can just relax into that a little bit. I can really identify with that because that's what I used to do a lot of. So, okay. For me, I always feel real expanded when I do that. Just really expanded, way out. It's a wonderful, open, trusting feeling. One place that you can use this a lot, or that I've used it, is if I'm out alone at night and I'm walking and it's dark or something, I just put up my shield. It immediately helps me relax, have less tension, a sense of more protection about me or being more secure, and confidence that I will get to wherever I'm going without incident or whatever. Yes, Joan?
I didn't pick up earlier, but it's so funny because I've been driving once a month. I go down over Highway 46 and down 5. And
yeah.
I'm so terrified. I found it hard to do it in this room because that light goes over my car all the way down to Los Angeles
right.
every month.
Great.
And I had trouble bringing it into the room because I didn't feel like I do when I use it going on the highway.
Right. That's really another place that I use it all the time, is to surround my whole vehicle with white light and see myself reaching my destination safely and returning home or whatever safely. Yeah, thanks for sharing that. Well, you can work with that at home this week, too, on occasion, and see what that feels like for you. Or another place that I've used it is when I was working in an office, and I had one person in particular that was really... really kind of bitchy. This person would just come and attack me every so often throughout the day. And I learned to put up my shield. Their energy no longer bothered me. You know, whatever they said or whatever they did, I could let pass through me rather than feeling attacked or taking that energy within me. And then I was uptight and tense, you know, for the rest of the day. So that's another place you can use it.
Be wonderful.
Yeah.
At home with the husband.
Okay, so that's talking about grounding and everything. The other concept I wanted to share with you tonight is the concept that you are light focused multidimensionally, rather than just these bones and the skin and tissue and everything. But you are light focused multidimensionally. And one way to look at that is to talk about the chakra system a little bit. Does anybody not know what the chakras are or never heard of them, basically? Okay.
No.
Basically what they are, just to state it very simply, is the major chakras in the body, there are seven of them. There are lots more, but the major ones are seven. And they are energy vortices, or vortexes, I guess is a better way to say it. And we have seven. There's the crown chakra, the third eye, throat, the heart, solar plexus, spleen, and then the root chakra. And your energy flows through each of those seven centers. And each one has a different color, and I'm going to give us a chance to experience each color of the chakra tonight, chakras. And let's see, what else can I say about them real briefly? Well, something that I might mention just briefly is when you're out of balance, or for instance, if you're in a real state of frustration or fear, your energy is going to drop into your solar plexus, basically. That's where your thoughts and opinions lie, where your thoughts and opinions, what you think about things, kind of centers. And so you may feel a tightening in that area. And that's one of the ways to physically sense them. If your heart chakra closes up, you may feel a tightness, or, you know, begins to get tight. You might feel a tightness in your chest. And if you're coughing or clearing your throat a lot, I've been clearing my throat chakra a lot for about a week, that's a sign that your energy is probably blocked in your throat chakra. Sometimes we get pain here. That's another indication that that's wanting to open or that it's being blocked. Or the top of your head. So physically you can sense also when the chakras are out of balance or are kind of closed or blocked. And to talk about us as being light-focused multidimensionally, you might think about that white light that we talked about earlier flowing into the crown chakra, and what that does is it refracts or breaks down through the seven chakras. Each has a different color, white for the crown, indigo or purple, lavender for the third eye, blue for the throat, green for the heart, orange for the solar plexus, yellow for the spleen, and red for the root chakra. So that energy is flowing through you constantly, through your whole body, back and front. The chakras aren't just in the front, they run through the whole body. So you can think of yourselves as just incredibly beautiful creations of light, light flowing through you all the time. And let's see, I think I'll set up this lamp.
Are you meant to feel it there, or...
Not necessarily. Since the light is hitting your whole body, you'll feel it generally all over, not just in the root chakra. The root chakra may feel a little stimulated. You might mm-hmm. feel a warm tingling sensation or something like that. Or you may feel nothing.
She's powerful.
It
whenever
is.
Whatever it is.
Red is a color that if you use it in healing, you don't use very much because it is a very powerful energy. And it doesn't take much. if you sit under a red light for a long period of time, you're going to go when you get up under there, out of there. I can guarantee you, you'll have a lot of physical energy. It's a color that stimulates the body.
Put you
in
every morning before you get up.
There you go. Yeah.
Be ready for the day.
We want to get in here and get some lovies.
He could get lots of
him. Yeah, he's a sweetie.
He probably
feels
the energy.
Maybe that's why stoplights are so aggravating.
Yes, it really catches your attention, you know.
I'm getting mad at him.
Well, and also if you if you're able to see auras at all, when you see the color red, that's usually associated with some very intense emotion, some very intense feelings.
Is that why they say that bulls don't like red?
Or seeing red, you know, that old phrase, seeing red about something, that's kind of what that refers to. Yes. Mm-hmm. If you sat under a red light or laid under a red light for a while, that would help to stimulate the root chakra to open. It might. The baby might move around a little more. It's a powerful energy. You might even notice
Go ahead.
Your baby might even move more in the course of this class because of the energy that's present. Because that'll be flowing through you. And the baby can sense that too. Another thing I might say about this color, Barbara was saying she likes to wear it. If you're feeling kind of blah, or you just can't get it together for the day, put some red on. That will really help you. Wearing a particular color really does affect, you know, the way your body responds, the way your emotions respond. It really does.
My heart started beating very fast. All right.
Now Junior is going nuts.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
He had to feel it for me. Aftershocks.
Oh,
really? You should feel my
pulse. It's just racing.
Yeah, it's weird.
Well, see, you're like me. It doesn't take much to stimulate me on all levels at all. Very little. I can't even wear much red. I'm just now getting to a point in my life where I can wear red and not be like hyper, like my dog, you know.
Jeez.
So. I'll leave the lamp up when we're through this evening, and if anybody would like to put up a particular gel, we'll have to move along. I thought I'd let you all try at least the one.
It's like strong coffee or something.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
The
gels
did you want to try it, David?
How did you construct the gels, or do they come in?
Let's see. They're just, I'm not sure where we got these.
I think theatrical.
That's right. Yeah.
They're for like plays, you know, they flash into the lights.
You just said
it does, doesn't it?
It's some cold water now. Yeah.
I'm going to put up the color for this.
Oh, yeah.
I thought everybody had tried it. I'll leave these out, though, when we're through, and if you don't get to try all of them, you can play with them a little bit after if you'd like. second. So orange is the color of the spleen, and that's where the that's kind of the seat of the feelings is. Anything that you've felt about any experience that you've had, the spleen chakra carries that. So if you lift the experience to the next level, which is the spleen chakra, you'll have the feelings that you had about the experience that you went through. And orange is the color of creativity. So if you are needing to get some more creativity in your life, you can wear orange or put orange in your room or something like that. I wear a lot of peach and orange. And I don't know that I'm so extremely creative, but it makes me feel wonderful when I wear that color. It is my favorite color.
How does that fit in with all the color keying they're doing?
With all the color keying?
Right.
Oh, like spring, beauty for all seasons and all that?
Right. Because there's absence of magenta and presence of orange.
Mm-hmm.
But all the colors are present in all the colors, except that's the division. And some people, you know, feel so much more comfortable.
Yes. Like for me, I'm about the seasons. I'm an autumn, and orange happens to be a color that I can wear, and I happen to love that. I told her when I went, I said, "Don't tell me I can't wear orange, because I'll leave." I was afraid I'd be another season or something, but there are certain shades that don't look good on me, and that I do stay away from the real, like, glowing oranges, the effervescent, or what do we call that? Yeah,
autumn would be the duller, not as vivid.
Or there's even some shades of peach that are okay.
Lil, I have a question.
Yeah.
My hunch that the reason I stay away from that is because I consider, not intellectually, but now thinking about it, there's like spleen is like more the emotion of it, isn't it? Like you say,
yes.
Feeling, but isn't it emotion? No,
that's right.
I don't particularly like that level. I don't like a lot of emotional stuff. I'm not real comfortable with that. Mm-hmm. And yet I'm very creative.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't like the emotion. I like, you know, more, much more comfortable on like an overview where you say, well, anyway. You don't have to deal with stuff at that level.
Right. Well, maybe that is why you're not comfortable with it. For me, I don't think of the emotion of it so much, although I think I am a very emotional being. I love wonderful music. I love beautiful things. I love to smell things and taste things. So I'm a real person that's very sensate, I guess is the word for that.
But you're also really empathetic.
Yeah.
I mean, you're really willing to tune into somebody and their emotions. And the first thing I do is transform them, shift the energy real quick.
Yeah.
Because I'm not comfortable with that.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so I can accept that.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. The next color, this one kind of goes into the room really nice, so that's good. The next color is yellow, and that's for the solar plexus. let's see, what can I say about the solar plexus? It's the seat of your thoughts and opinions. It's what you think about the experience, you know, that you've gone through. So you have the experience, and then you have the feelings about it, and then you have the thoughts and opinions about it. Let's see, the next one.
I think Tai Chi, and my instructor says that, I guess the solar plexus is right in here, right?
Mm-hmm.
He said that that's where your power comes from, the chi comes from.
Yes.
And that always confused me, because I thought the solar plexus was more one of the more base places to have your energy.
Mm-hmm.
Ki, your ki is 2 inches below your navel.
Oh, below?
2 inches below your navel is ki. Mm-hmm. And we were discussing that, and it's almost like within that there's tremendous power, but they try to do... I don't know, because we were just discussing this, and I'm trying to synopsis of it.
There is a lot of power there. It's incredibly powerful. If you go to somebody for healing work or reading, psychic reading, who's doing it from the solar plexus level, it is powerful. Very powerful. And you'll either feel comfortable with that or you'll want to run. That's how strong it can be.
But ki is spleen, and it's almost like balancing the two chakras that deal with the physical, the three of them, and it's like the center of your physical chakras. And the ki is tremendous balance.
Mm-hmm.
And also almost like calm. And I don't know how it works, but I do know I've known people who had their ki together and had tremendously the things they could do in the physical were incredible.
Mm-hmm. It's incredible, physical focused and physically focused and very strong. Strong, you have great stamina. I don't know a whole lot about it. That's about all I do know about it. But next green. This is the color for the heart chakra. And the first thing I can say about the heart chakra is it's the place where the three lower chakras and the three higher chakras meet and blend. And it's a place where if you've lifted those other experiences up to the heart, you have a chance to look at that again. It's like taking a second thought about what you thought about it, what you felt about it, what the experience was. And you have more wisdom, you have more insight into what happened if you lift your energy into the heart chakra when you've gone through a particular experience. Green is a very healing color, too. If you wear a lot of green, it's real good for your physical. That's why, thank God, the universe provided us with green, you know, grass and trees and plants, because it's such a calming, soothing color. It'd be terrible if we had to look at turquoise everything or yellow everything all the time. We'd be overly stimulated all the time. Let's see. The heart chakra is also the gateway to your higher self. It's the area through which the transformative energies really flow or work. And working with heart chakra energies, you will learn to release, heal, basically release and heal anything that has come into your experience that may have been upsetting or fearful or frightening or anger, whatever. And that's a whole other topic too. I'm just kind of going over these really briefly. But green is a very healing color. Very relaxing. I have my bedroom done in shades of green and turquoise kind of. Okay, and so now we're at the throat chakra. And the color of the throat chakra is blue. If you're looking at someone's aura and you look at the throat chakra and it's open, you're going to see blue there. And let's see, the throat chakra, of course, is communication. And so whatever your experience was, when you're going to bring it into the third dimension, you do so through the throat chakra by speaking about it, talking about it. And the throat chakra is also the seat of manifestation. Whatever you think about or imagine in the fourth dimension, when you begin to manifest it, you'll speak about it. Words really have power behind them. They're not just energy. They are powerful things. So if you speak something and you put power and your energy behind that, that will begin to manifest for you in this dimension. And that's a whole other class, too. But there's so much that you can say about this. I'm trying to give it to you in a nutshell. Okay, whatever wisdom you have learned from your experience, you can now communicate that when it's lifted into the throat chakra. Next is the third eye, and that is, people say indigo or purple, lavender. The third eye is the area where if you lift that energy up to the third eye, you have insight about why it happened, what caused it, what you did, all the ramifications behind the experience. So the third eye is the seat of insight, and you'll also have an indication or insight about what the next step to take is or what the next action you need to do might be. And it's also, if your third eye is really beginning to open, it's an area where people may begin to have psychic experiences, what we call psychic experiences. It's really just an expansion of your own consciousness where you may begin to see or hear things other than you might normally do. Okay, and the last one is the crown chakra, and that's just the white light. Blind you guys for leaving that out very well. So I'll leave these gels out, and if anyone would like to feel any of those other colors, feel free to play around with that after class. But those are the colors that are flowing through you. You act as a prism. Let's see. I guess I can see you still, Barbara. You act as a prism, and this. The light that flows through you is refracted through the chakras, and these are the different colors that flow out. And that's what we mean when we say you are light.